This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Lead makes you mentally insane. So does mercury. And to some extent, aluminum also causes dementia and Alzheimer's.
The Health Ranger Report.
Society really is headed for a collapse. Because once the sanity goes, everything else starts to fall apart. And you're seeing that all around you.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Now that we've all established the fact that the mainstream media is fake news, it's time to focus our attention on how mainstream science is very much fake science. Welcome to this podcast. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am the author of Food Forensics, number one best-selling science book on Amazon.com. I run a science lab that's internationally accredited, and I'm the author of science papers and science posters and so on and so forth. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerscience.com. Now, one of the things that I've noticed from becoming a scientist and engaging in science and publishing science papers and so on is that the science community, well, let's say mainstream science, is just as invested in fakery and fraud as is mainstream media. And let me give you some specific examples of this. You're going to find fake science throughout the pharmaceutical industry, for one thing, where most drugs that are put out by drug companies are approved by the FDA based on pure scientific fraud. The drug companies run the studies, and they cherry-pick the results they want. They bury the studies that don't give them the results they want, and then they forward the positive studies to the FDA. And the FDA does no drug research on its own. It relies entirely on the drug studies funded by the drug companies, which is why most pharmaceutical science is a complete and total fraud. And that's why even, you know, the former editor-in-chief, I think, of the British Medical Journal said something very much like that, saying that most of the science that we publish is not reproducible. There is a reproducibility problem across pharmaceutical medicine because most of it's junk science, total fraud. Another area, of course, where we have a lot of science fraud is in GMOs and the biotech industry. Now, there, it's not just fraud, it's actually evil. There is no industry more evil and steeped in just dark, evil tactics than the biotech industry and what I call the Monsanto Mafia. And these people are not just engaged in fraudulent science, they're engaged in dark ops, slander, defamation. I remember there was a finding in some emails that went public in a California court case recently that found that Monsanto had spent millions of dollars just to discredit me and the Food Babe alone. Millions of dollars. I didn't even know that I was worth millions of dollars to Monsanto, but apparently they're willing to spend millions of dollars just to try to discredit real science activists who are asking legitimate questions. You know, skeptics like myself. I'm skeptical of the safety of open pollination of genetically engineered crops. I'm skeptical of the safety of glyphosate herbicide, especially when California has just announced that it's adding glyphosate to its Prop 65 list of known cancer-causing chemicals. And California has said that glyphosate is a poison. That's already gone into effect as of July 2017. So, you know, but if you say that, if you are a scientist who dares question the status quo narratives of the Monsanto Mafia, then you're going to be blacklisted. You're going to be smeared, slandered, attacked, you know, raked through the dragged through the mud, whatever metaphor you want to use. And so GMO science is totally fake science as well. You know, the safety of GMOs and so on. All right, here's another area. Of course, climate change. We've got to talk about climate change because nowhere do you have more fools being made in junk science than in the so-called climate change science. And the choice of that term, climate change, is quite deliberate because the climate of this planet has been changing since the day the planet, you know, would have been considered a planet. I mean, the entire history of the Earth has been about change, radical changes, dramatic changes, floods, droughts, forest fires, I mean, volcanoes, you know, asteroids slamming into the planet, mass extinction events. I mean, you can't logically say that the climate only started changing since the Industrial Revolution and the combustion engine. That's absurd. Climate's been changing for a very long time, long before humans ever existed, long before Neanderthals ever existed, long before primates ever existed, for that matter. And in fact, carbon dioxide, which is vilified by the so-called scientific community, happens to be the molecule that is needed by plants to grow more plant life. And if you want a green Earth, then you have to be pro-carbon dioxide, because it is the greening molecule of our planet. Higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere would grow more forests and more food. It would reforest desert areas. It would have more abundance of life on our planet, more nature from higher levels of CO2. And yet the scientific establishment has absurdly declared war on carbon dioxide, claiming it is a pollutant. No, people, you morons, pollutant is like mercury is a pollutant. And you put it in your vaccines, don't you? You put pollutants in the vaccines to inject children with pollutants, and then you label carbon dioxide a pollutant, even when it is a life-giving molecule that could help re-green the planet. That's how stupid mainstream science has become. The scientific status quo is fake science, just like the mainstream media status quo is fake news. So you could go on down the list. Many, many issues. I mean, you could talk about, for example, ethanol. Yeah, ethanol in your gasoline, right? So the government pays corn companies, you know, corn growers, to grow more corn so they can convert the corn into ethanol fuel, and then they put it in your gasoline. And what does that do? It ruins your car engine. It ruins all the rubber gaskets all throughout your engine. It decreases the life of your engine, causes problems in chainsaws and lawnmowers and everything that runs on gas. If you have ethanol in the gasoline, you are, in essence, poisoning all of the combustion engines in the country that run on gasoline. And yet, that's what, you know, quote, mainstream science is pushing. Ethanol, it's a renewable fuel. No, it's like toxins for your engine. It ruins your engine the same way that mercury and vaccines ruins your child's neurological system. And this is something you find in common across GMOs, pharmaceuticals, ethanol, and everything else. It's just poisoning the people and poisoning the planet in the name of science. You ever notice how these science poison pushers, they say, oh no, glyphosate is totally safe, they say. It doesn't cause cancer. Eat all the pesticides you want. You're going to be totally fine. Eat up on GMOs. No, don't worry about cancer. No, inject your children with mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde, whatever else we put in the vaccines. You can't say no. It's a freaking mandate in California. You ever notice it's all about poisoning everybody in the name of science? And the mass poisoners, the propagandists like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye. And who else? Who are the science poisoners out there? I don't know. They're all the same propagandists who are just pushing poison constantly. They're pushing the pesticides, they're pushing the herbicides, and they're pushing the mercury in the vaccines. These are the same people who will say that, oh, mercury in the environment, well, that's a poison, that's toxic. You know, mercury, it's bad in rivers and streams and lakes. But it's good, they say, in vaccines. Yeah, it's good in vaccines. So somehow this mercury that's a pollutant in the environment, it's magically transformed through a voodoo magic wand waved around by people like Neil Tyson, who believe in weird voodoo magic, suddenly mercury is safe when it's in vaccines. It makes no sense. How can it be dangerous in the environment and then it's safe when you inject it into a child? It doesn't matter what molecular form it is, whether it's ethyl mercury, methyl mercury, or organic or inorganic. It's toxic in all its forms, by the way. Every form of mercury is toxic. There is no safe profile at all. So when you listen to mainstream media, now you know. I've been saying it for 10 years, but now almost everybody knows CNN is fake news. What I want you to do is start mentally labeling all of the science news that the fake news media is reporting, label it fake science, because it is fake science. What they're telling you about pharmaceuticals and climate change and GMOs and practically every other issue, it's fake science. They are all about faking everything. Why would they fake the news and then tell the truth about science? No, they wouldn't, because they're all fake. The New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, they're all invested in fake news. They invent total garbage. They make up anonymous sources that don't even exist. In the same way the drug companies make up study data results that don't really exist. It's all the same fakery, fake news, fake science. It's all about the status quo being fake. They are liars. They are deceivers. It's the corporate and political monopolists of this country who are faking everything and trying to take control and take control of the narrative and deceive everyone with bad information. So just if you want real science, by the way, listen to healthrangerscience.com podcasts and videos. I give you the straight up truth on every issue related to science, including nuclear fusion, you know, low cost energy production. I did a piece on that the other day. I just filmed some videos in the laboratory about mass spectrometry, analytical lab technology, including a new liquid handling robot we've got running and so on. So check out healthrangerscience.com. You'll find some really cool, interesting, you know, free speech, uncensored, totally just 100% transparent. Here's, you know, here's the message. Here's what's going on. You're going to get the straight story, the news coverage, whatever it is, from healthrangerscience.com. So thank you for listening. I always appreciate your support, and I know you're interested in the analysis that we offer here at naturalnews.com and healthrangerscience.com. Share this if you think anybody would find it interesting, and thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.